From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. At this point, the stay against allowing same-sex couples to obtain marriage licenses in Monroe County remains in place. It automatically went into effect when State Attorney General Pam Bondi appealed last week's ruling overturning the ban. The Key West couple at the heart of the case had asked for the stay to be lifted. The same judge denied that. A study called The Status of Black Women in American Politics finds they're underrepresented at all levels, as Nadege Green reports.
The study was done by Higher Heights for America, a national nonprofit focused on elevating black women in politics. It found that nationwide, only 13 states have ever sent a black woman to Congress. Florida is one of them. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson was born in Miami's Overtown community and currently represents a large part of South Florida from Miami to Miramar. The southern region of the United States is considered potent political ground for black women. The study found that once in office, black women support issues such as health care, education, and economic development. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
There is now a tropical depression now off the coast of the state, worth a mention, and at 6:30 we'll look at what the prognosis is. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?